Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Hour of the Time with your host here, Doyle Shamley, in Eager, Arizona, tonight, Wednesday, the 7th of April, 2010. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we'll dispense with the cursory information first. If you'd like to write the Hour of the Time, you may do so by writing Hour of the Time, or HOT, H-O-T-T, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. Again, that's Hour of the Time, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona, 85925. The website, ladies and gentlemen, hourofthetime.com. That's hourofthetime.com. And the studio number in Arizona, 928-333-2942. Again, that's 928-333-2942. And the studio in Canada, 613-733-4324. 613-733-4324 for the studio in Canada. Now, if you'd like to share research, productive comments, hate mail, what have you, you can email me directly at hourofthetime@hotmail.com. That's hourofthetime@hotmail.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget that the Hour of the Time is listener-supported. And through your donations, either outright or better yet, donations for research materials and broadcasts, etc., is how we maintain our presence. Our expansion, like the current, right now, our test month for satellite streaming radio on the satellite as well. So we need to hear feedback from people using that satellite stream. We also need to see it on the donor side. We can't just pay out of pocket for the heck of it just so two people can sit back and listen to a satellite stream. Okay? Unfortunately, the economics doesn't work that way. If I had won some kind of Powerball lottery, then I would just fund it all over the place. But that's not reality. So, ladies and gentlemen, go to the website, hourofthetime.com, and go to the Hot Shop. There's a button, a page, etc. Real easy. You'll see numerous MP3 broadcasts on an individual basis, PDF libraries and individual PDFs. You'll see special audio series collections that are topical, caching, survival, food storage, Mystery Babylon 1, 2, and 3, The Treason Series, etc. You'll see our DVD selection. So there you go, the website, hourofthetime.com, and the Hot Shop is where you want to go to help support our endeavors to keep us on the road speaking. Now, I'd like to go into some announcements, and since we're talking about engagements, we'll just continue on with that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, something we've been stressing for years is the fact that Hour of the Time is solution-oriented. Get out on the ground. Don't just sit in a studio like so many of the so-called Patriot talk hosts out there. Patriot spelled P-A-Y. And get out there and get something actually done. Get some battles and some victories like we have, like in the Ninth Circuit Court, for all 50 states that we did right now on the ground levels of returning all control of lands, policies, everything back to the local level. Now, we've done broadcasts on that in February and March, for instance. We have the special book package on the website, the Hot Shop at hourofthetime.com, and go to the Hot Shop. And we have the MP3s to go with it, like allodial title and land patents, limits of federal jurisdiction. So the tools are there. Now, you need to get out and do it. Now, I told you about one of some of last week's speaking engagements I did, and that has just turned into a rolling snowball effect now, just today alone. I've already done two engagements today alone, and now, because people are so interested in this return to local control, I now have two more counties to go to, one each. This is lined up just today, ladies and gentlemen, one each in New Mexico and Arizona. I have three county seats, as in the supervisors, the elected so-called officials in charge that want to pass these local control resolutions and get the education. One of the most populous counties is already scheduled in Arizona for, guess what, the Chamber of Commerce, the local businessmen's breakfast club, where they meet once a month, have breakfast, and the keynote speaker. They want to address these issues because they see the absolute catastrophe our economy has turned into, ladies and gentlemen. And they are realizing that because of the handouts, the carrot on the stick, federal grant programs, and all the money being funneled to Washington, robbed from cities and counties and municipalities and states and their own businesses, the only way to fix things is to cut off the cash cow and bring it back home and all the decision-making. The Democratic and Republican, both county parties, that these are the people who do the on-floor electorate for who is a candidate. I have speaking engagements with both those. Two more where they're traveling to me, because I have the facilities lined up already. That's in 2 weeks. As well as four county seats, as in the adjourned, the meeting's open, on the minutes to become educated and do these resolutions against federal control in their areas from various agencies. So, ladies and gentlemen, there is a perfect example of you get educated, and if all of you out there were doing this in your local areas, maybe I wouldn't have to travel so much. But as it stands right now, we are, hour of the time, the ones giving you the solution-oriented material. Now, use that material, get out there, and get active. Educate people, and it doesn't take long for the real movers and shakers out there to realize that we have been duped, we have been lied to, and the collectivist train is on a fast track to hell. And the only way is to back out of it completely. So all those speaking engagements came out of one engagement alone down in the major metropolitan valley of Phoenix area. So don't tell me it can't be done. Don't tell me you don't have time, ladies and gentlemen. It can be done. Also, you have tonight and tonight only, per the announcement also that's been on all day on the front of the website, at the top of the website even, to email me, hourofthetime@hotmail.com. We're about to make another first aid and medical order here at the Hour of the Time, and if you're interested in obtaining a list with prices of what we're going to order, you can get in on that order. Save on the same hospital emergency supplies, paramedic supplies that you need in your homes anyway, ladies and gentlemen. Trust me, you need them. This stuff is drying up quick. This is the biggest distributor of goods to hospitals and emergency rooms in the United States that we deal with directly. That's why our prices are lower than anybody else. We pass it on to you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I talk to these people all the time. This is who makes up our kits. This is who does the surgery kits, everything like we've offered before on the Hour of the Time. There is a major run going on, not only because of lending and programs to disaster areas all around the world. Now look at the new floods in South America earthquakes, huge chunks going out to those venues, but also in the United States. These are the supplies, ladies and gentlemen, that you're not going to be able to get when you need them. And this is the real stuff. You go down to your local pharmacy, even a chain one like CVS or Walgreens, and look at a name or off-brand. There's a couple dollars difference. But let's say you look at a package of 20 4x4 gauze bandages. Each one's individually wrapped. You've seen them, you know, the big gauze pads for a wound, dressing, cleaning, etc. They'll typically come in a cardboard box. Those will run you $5 to $7 for 20. Yeah, and guess what? We can supply you with 1,000 for $20. So this is how you do it, ladies and gentlemen. You need to email me, hourofthetime@hotmail.com tonight, Wednesday the 7th, 2010, 7th of April, and I will send you a list of what we're ordering. You have tonight only to get on board. That's it. So if you hear this as a rerun, too bad. We've had this stuff on the site before. So, ladies and gentlemen, after the musical break right now, we'll continue on with tonight, part 9 in our civil disobedience series. We're going to cover more of how collectivists and bureaucrat and socialist agents implant themselves in the system to disrupt freedom and usurp your abilities to life, liberty, prosperity, to your posterity as well, and get into deprogramming yourself, I hope tonight, based on the time frame. And we'll also be announcing after the musical break your little freebie book offer tonight. So you email me at hourofthetime@hotmail.com tonight if you want to get on the medical bulk order or to request the book offer that I'll announce right after this musical break.
I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? Years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on just stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host here, Doyle Shamley, in Eager, Arizona, with the hour of the time tonight, Wednesday, the 7th of April, 2010, part 9 in our series on civil disobedience, talking more about collectivist, socialist, and bureaucratic plans that will and do perpetrate the system to subvert your abilities to operate freely, to operate productively. In this republic, as it's meant to be, at least. Now, if you want to email me tonight, hourofthetime@hotmail.com, I will send you 2 Army field manuals, one on first aid, several hundred pages in PDF format. That is an Army first aid manual in PDF format, since we were talking about medical goods earlier. And also, field hygiene and sanitation, one of the key critical components during any natural or man-made disaster is field hygiene and sanitation. Up to 70% of people taken out of action, whether they are combat, which is CSS, combat service support, or CS, combat support, or actual combat arms, and remember there's a 10-to-1 ratio there, 10 CSS for every one guy shooting a rifle. That is how critical the infrastructure is. This occurs in floods, earthquakes, wildfires, evacuations, tornadoes, ice storms. Field hygiene and sanitation can take up, by not doing it properly, can do a 70% ratio of wiping out available manpower. Now, if that is only your family of 4, you don't want to see them sick anyway. But it can be really critical if that's your family of 4 trying to run a garden plot in a national depression. So, field hygiene and sanitation from the Department of the Army and the Commandant of the Marine Corps both, and also a full first aid field manual from the Army as well. That's tonight's offer, tonight only, the 7th of April, 2010. Email me hourofthetime@hotmail.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as we were so quickly finishing last evening, we were talking about the briefings that were given to the military officials, Senate and House, about how many moles, as they're called in the field, socialists, collectivists, and bureaucrats, all lumped into one, but even official from foreign powers and from active groups who seek to subvert our constitutional Republican system and your freedoms. How many were planted? In the 60s and 70s, several Senate and House hearings were held, and the numbers were over 2,000 a month. Okay? Actively put into the system to disrupt operations in this country. Given even American birth certificates. These moles these plants, these provocateurs that are all around you out there, they attend American colleges. They become lawyers, judges, legislators, city councilmen, congressmen, reporters, officers, congressional advisors. Now, simply look at the concerted effort to undermine this country by collectivists and socialists, and you'll see why you need to take action based on the government hearings alone. Give a time period that all of you can probably feel or recognize, an estimate of over 2,000 a month actively pursuing their agendas since World War II. Ladies and gentlemen, these are minds that have been disrupted either in the college campuses and get into active, powerful positions like we just named some of them. And they seek to twist and control and influence every thought, law, and bureaucrat and agency to further their collectivist goals throughout America. Now remember, we said if you find an organization that you're a member of or we're looking at becoming a member of that is destroying or suppressing your birthright at all, the Constitution, for instance, then you need to no longer have any allegiance with that group. You need to convince others to get out of that group. You need to disrupt it, dismantle it, dismember it. That is your duty as an American individual, historic freedom individuals, no matter what country you're in listening to this. People need to realize under the clouds of social change, progress, and other noble-sounding movements how they are actually submerged in a red fog. And if you want an excellent old book on that, I've read it many times. It's on my suggested reading list that I've given tons of people. Red Fog Over America, Commander Guy Carr out of Canada. Canada at one point realized the threat of world socialism and communism and those agencies and groups working behind the scenes. They took their most decorated admiral in the whole Royal Canadian Navy and sent him around the world to brief and advise other governments on the threat that exists to their very freedoms. Commander Carr from the Royal Canadian Navy. Now this red fog, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call it that, spreads from neighbor to neighbor, county to county, state to state, until all is submerged in it. And if you think organizations and bureaucrats are immune from this socialist and collectivist influence, you are wrong. Most dupe bureaucrats, so-called leaders that have been duped to both, whether, I don't care how you look at it, liberal or conservative organizations, don't even realize that they have become funnels for world socialism and collectivist. Really a very concerted effort of the Illumined scheme towards world socialist government. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. You can see it every day if you're on our news list that we send out once or twice every day. Plus, if you read the news postings on our website, hourofthetime.com, you can see this gradualism, but it's picking up speed, ladies and gentlemen. They're getting very bold, the collectivists and socialists. They have such a grasp on so many sectors of society in your life that if you do not begin to disrupt it and dismember it and dismantle their operations right now, they will ultimately hold everything. And your life will be in their palm. Now, we discussed in previous broadcasts about the fallacy to overrule individual liberties out from the Constitution on the case law basis. And unfortunately, that's being used to a great amount right now, ladies and gentlemen. Anytime, ladies and gentlemen, anyone is supporting any legislation or court ruling that would neutralize or subvert the Constitution, he or she is supporting the interests of collectivism and socialism and foreign agents. The only way to support individualism, freedom, liberty, prosperity is for all of you, each and every one of you, individuals, to support in the purest sense the Constitution, and for all of you individuals to disrupt, circumvent, and disobey every bureaucratic agency that is against the Constitution. If you are supporting, unknowingly or knowingly supporting, socialist and collectivist laws, foreign power influence laws, regulations, no matter where it stems from, ladies and gentlemen, whether it comes from AIPAC in Israel, whether it comes from the British Crown, whether it comes from China, and if you knowingly or unknowingly are supporting that, you continue, even after the education you're receiving here, to support those laws, then you are not an individualist. You don't care about freedom, those around you, your country, your ability to worship as you please. You are no better than the foreign or domestic enemy themselves. Now, through obedience to bureaucratic collectivism and submitting to unreasonable laws and regulations and codes and taxations, many have unwittingly assigned their loyalties and their posterity to some type or form of Marxist, communist, socialist government forms. And this is how you turn around, ladies and gentlemen, is getting educated. The U.S. Constitution established that liberty for each individual came from God. That is ultimately when people ask you, and I ask this all the time and get people's wrong answers. I'll say, where do you get your freedoms, your liberties from? Oh, from the state. Oh, from the Fed. Well, whatever. Wrong. The Constitution is a document that outlined the inalienable rights that everybody possesses from God. And the only way, the only document that so eloquently expressed that is the Constitution throughout the history of man. And when I say eloquently, it's right, of course, below the Holy Bible, but as a form of a government document, because I'm sure as most of you know, they can blather on for several thousand pages to strip away your rights and not get much said in government. So to have such a short, compact document that reaffirmed those inalienable rights was something stunning in the history of this world, and you're losing it very quickly. Now I keep hearing this revolution, revolution, revolution. There's no need for a revolution, ladies and gentlemen. What we need is a restoration of supremacy of the Constitution over all bureaucrats, collectivists, socialists, and enemies of freedom. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to a quick musical break here. And I hope you're taking notes, ladies and gentlemen, and thinking and doing some introspection. And then we'll continue on. I want to talk about lawyers here for a bit and how to deprogram yourself after this musical break. right, ladies and gentlemen, your host here, Doyle Shamley in Eager, Arizona, with the Hour of the Time tonight, Wednesday, 7th of April, 2010. Tonight's offer, email me at hourofthetime.com. Why this broadcast is new and live, and I will send you a full medical and first aid manual from the Department of Defense, Army and Marine Corps, and a full Department of Defense, Army and Marine Corps manual on field hygiene and sanitation, two PDF books, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget, we are listener supported. All of those speaking engagements, ladies and gentlemen, that I mentioned to you at the beginning of this broadcast and last week's and weeks before, the last years, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, Hour of the Time does not pay for my food and gas or anything. Hour of the Time did not buy the digital projector I use. That's all coming from yours truly, ladies and gentlemen. And I can't afford it anymore, plain and simple. Now, to get on to lawyers, in the battle of minds, lawyers have pretty much lost. The ignorance of most lawyers concerning the Constitution has been one of the major factors in its erosion. Most lawyers and judges, you will find, only coincidentally refer to the Constitution in relation to the case they are using in interpreting it. You see, most of them use the case law, as they call it, on the Constitution as their sole basis in determining its applicability and meaning, instead of what the Constitution actually says. And this use of case law, ladies and gentlemen, is subversion. It's merely a way of looking at other judges' opinions so that the present judge can conform to their thinking. This is rule, ladies and gentlemen, by mobocracy, democracy, and conformity, and has very little relation to what the Constitution means, but more closely resembles a legislative function. And the one branch, ladies and gentlemen, of government that should not conform to the so-called thinking and social needs of our time is the judiciary. Now remember, all lawyers are officers of the court. And prior to practicing law, all of these lawyers swore an oath to uphold the Constitution, and most violate it profusely in the name of winning. How sad, ladies and gentlemen. Also remember that almost all judges began their careers as lawyers. And also remember where these lawyers were trained. Where did they get the word, ladies and gentlemen? The same universities, the same civil groups, and professional organizations, as they're sometimes called, that have been subverted by collectivist, socialist, Marxist, and bureaucrats. You see, lawyers are also trained not only through that subversion, but that the various court rulings on a subject outweigh what the Constitution says and means. And since the Constitution is so clear and self-evident, it can be fully read and understood in a handful of hours. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, the bureaucracy, the collectivists, can hardly make law look like a complicated science by allowing the Constitution to be exactly what it is supposed to be, the government of our country and supreme law of the land for the people. So, hence, they have to generate your so-called elected officials by creating agency upon agency, bureaucracy upon bureaucracy, code, administrative rulings. They have to create all that to create that nightmare, that quagmire mess they call law, that you have no way of understanding anymore. Because the Constitution is simple, cut and dry. Most lawyers play a semantics game on all of you, ladies and gentlemen. If all laws were required to be constitutional, most lawyers would be out of work. Because why? Most lawsuits and hearings and prosecutions are based upon unconstitutional laws, codes, and bureaucracies. Lawyers even have their own organizations, like the Bar Association, which sue individuals for providing verbal or printed information about the laws of this land. Just in doing that, ladies and gentlemen, they are infringing upon your rights. Various state bar associations infringe constantly upon your First Amendment right to free press and speech. I dare them to sue me. Now, if only the lawyers who support these infringements and these usurpations of your liberties would admit their hypocrisy, then they wouldn't so deliberately break their oath that they swore to uphold. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, most lawyers with this muddled backwards thinking become judges. Most of the nation's lawyers and judges are fully misinformed about the Constitution. They may tell a good story about the case law that they say interprets the issues. Let lawyers judge themselves out of their own mouths, ladies and gentlemen. Why don't you ask a lawyer, what is the government of the United States? Or ask a lawyer, in what ways can a lawyer violate his or her oath of office? And realize, ladies and gentlemen, when you ask those questions, that most lawyers and judges have learned and lived a lie for so long that they will rarely recognize the truth. And likewise, most Americans are living in such a state of confusion because they too have been convinced that the lies are truth. Most sheeple out there, ladies and gentlemen, are an excellent audience for lawyers and other bureaucrats. Most lawyers, in fact, will probably seem quite plausible to you. After all, they must be plausible to a lot of people to be making the kind of money they do. Now, since obviously most litigation is unconstitutional, most lawyers and judges would be cutting their own throats to uphold their oath to the Constitution. They have a vested interest, ladies and gentlemen, in usurpation and subversion. They were trained in it in the campuses. Most of them have sold out their birthright. Bad news to you is good news to them. And with the increased proliferation of unconstitutional laws, as they call them, you'll encounter simply more obstacles and more legal problems. And guess what? Lawyers and judges, consequently, will acquire more clients. However, because clever lawyers also can use muddled thinking against the bureaucracy, they can be very useful in handling and neutralizing the judges and other bureaucrats who get in your way. Such lawyers are effective hired guns as long as they remember that you are their boss. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, your host here, Doyle Shamley in Eager, Arizona, with the Hour of the Time, the website hourofthetime.com. The studio number in Arizona, 928-333-2942. In Canada, 613-733-4324. And my personal email address, again, hourofthetime@hotmail.com. You can use that for productive comments, research, questions, and hate mail. Also, use it tonight for your offer of two very extensive Department of Defense medical manuals, and to show and express your interest if you want to get in. You have tonight only to get in on the bulk medical first aid item order. Now let's talk about deprogramming yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, most communists, Marxists, socialists, and collectivists have convinced most of you out there that you can't fight the bureaucracy and that you can't make a difference. The old adage that you can't fight City Hall. Well, my question is, do they have you? They may have immobilized, demoralized, neutralized, and socialized you, but it's time to wake up. Because if they have right now, then you too belong to the collectivist. The inner self-confidence of most Americans out there, ladies and gentlemen, has been eroded by propaganda. Don't communists and collectivists and socialists have the elephant afraid of the mouse? Think about it. Because after all, in reality, true self-admitted, card-carrying, if you will, ardent collectivists, Marxists, and socialists are less than 5% of the population. Now, you can reclaim ownership of your individuality. Since it's by your acceptance of their views that you have accepted those, why not sort out all their lies and distortions and deprogram yourself? Let's look at some of the major socialist leaders in the past century that stand out and how they disrupted and twisted and abused the system to get most sheeple out there to accept it. Tito, Mao Zedong, Adolf Hitler, Pol Pot, Lenin, Stalin, some of the major socialist leaders, when you think back through our recent history, they instituted the same techniques, ladies and gentlemen, that collectivists and socialists use today against you right here in America. They convinced, ladies and gentlemen, for instance, the public, that it was the right of the bureaucracy to confiscate a given group's property, or to put a given group in a concentration camp, or to take them out and kill them, put them in mass trenches and pits, and then plant wonderful, perfectly square forests on top of them. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, Lenin and Stalin and Tito and their mass graves and perfectly square forests planted on top of them because of the human fertilizer were the greatest environmentalists of the last century. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's so easy for them to twist when you are uneducated. Because what happens is they get the public to support, or at least not object to, their persecution of groups and people and religions by the bureaucracy. And today, ladies and gentlemen, collectivists and socialists are using the same tactics to justify bureaucratic tyranny against so-called tax protesters, people rise to success in their career, job, businesses, your individual liberties and freedoms, your neighbors, your churches. Their propaganda will lead most people to believe that you, as a business owner, for instance, exploit all their employees. the tax evaders, as they're called, are really stealing from all the other good, loyal little sheeple taxpayers. It's unfair, for instance, to use a business or to have a business use merit as a basis for job promotion. If seniority standards and affirmative action quotas have not been maintained or reached. Such propaganda, ladies and gentlemen, is aimed at an ever-increasing rate at making larger groups of people resentful towards smaller groups. In these examples, for instance, the so-called loyal sheeple taxpayers are barely a larger group than the so-called tax evaders. And the number of people with the seniority or the affirmative action quota spot that they fill greatly exceeds, ladies and gentlemen, the number of people who are actually advancing and doing productive things for their fellow citizens based on merit, skills, and education. Simply look at recent events, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see the epitome of giving people something just because they're entitled to it. Most programming, you see, ladies and gentlemen, of the human mind and persuasion of the human mind is accomplished with words, not outright direct overt torture. The concepts and views that the human mind will most easily accept are usually expressed in written or verbal words as well as picture propaganda. Unfortunately, with most people being totally unaware of the programming that is constantly going on around them, they have been susceptible and become victims to accepting these unconstitutional views, tyrannical views, in a sugar-coated form wherein they look like a menu of morality and democracy. Merely a few words or sentences repeated frequently can convince most people of a proposition, for instance. And once you have heard anything enough times, you will say it to yourself and believe it and practice it, ladies and gentlemen. Tell a lie enough, it becomes the truth. And no matter how educated or sharp you think you are, all of us fall victim and are accepting some type of propaganda every day. Each and every one of you out there, us, me included, has thousands of imprints embedded in our subconscious mind by advertising, newspapers, newscasters, television, politicians. If it wasn't true, ladies and gentlemen, I know right now some of you are out there and saying, oh no, that's not true, that's not me. Bullshit. If it wasn't true, all the televisions, all the newscasters, all the shows, all the papers would be out of business. And the so-called successful politicians wouldn't use television as their main campaign tool. Now, dangerous propaganda is that which persuades you to hold unconstitutional, self-defeating, and self-destructive views. Such propaganda has been disseminated to most of the public out there around the world by the political commentators, the newscasters, the textbooks on campuses, the advertisements, leaders of movements, politicians, and other bureaucrat, collectivists, and socialists. Propaganda sows hate in others towards the individuals from whom the collectivist and the bureaucracy intends to steal. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. They target their victims like any other predator. Treating success, for instance, achievement, good grades, pay levels, education, being well-learned, well-read, treating it as just a result of luck or unethical behavior is propaganda because it convinces people that they can't make it on their own. And ladies and gentlemen, this sets up people subconsciously for the rest of their lives to be dependent upon the bureaucracy. The very acceptance of such a negative view is holding down the bulk of would-be good people and individualists out there, ladies and gentlemen. That includes you until you wake up. You cannot repeat attitudes or views and hold views that will not be stored in your subconscious mind, ladies and gentlemen. And you better realize that. But by questioning every negative idea you have or statement you make, you can identify those views which are holding you back in your life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Each person's mind, ladies and gentlemen, and education and realization of the facts is what either allows or hampers your ability to create success and freedom or failure that you'll realize throughout your life. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for tuning in to the Hour of the Time this evening. Our website, hourofthetime.com. My email, hourofthetime@hotmail.com. This has been your host here, Doyle Shamley in Eager, Arizona. And remember, we are listener supported.
The man who tells the truth is universally disliked by every person. Anyone who believes what anyone else writes or says without thoroughly researching it and making sure that it is absolutely true is a puppet on a string. And when the puppet master calls the tune, he will dance.